Well, good morning, everyone. Now, today we've got a special day. Who can tell me what it is, Indy?
Palm Sunday.
Palm Sunday is correct. Has everyone, I better watch out, has everyone got a palm leaf and a palm cross? Because you'll need those two things. And the other thing that you'll need is a goodie bag. Have you got a goodie bag? The goodie bag's full of goodies, but don't eat them. Just saying. They're not food at all. Okay, so Andrew, we might start by singing our first song, and you can wave those palm branches if you like. Ho, ho, Hosanna. Please sit down. So, it's quiz time. We haven't had a quiz for ever so long.
Are you sure about that?
Yep, positive. You need to get into teams. This is a hard one. The teams must include someone who's under 12. Put your hands up if you're under 12. Under 12, there's a couple of people here who are a bit deluded, but never mind, that's fine. Someone who's a grandparent. Put your hand up if you're a grandparent.
What about
great-grandparent? No, that only doesn't count. Okay, hands down. Someone you have not met before. Put your hand up if there's someone here who you've never met before or never spent time talking to before. Yes. Okay. And someone who has blue eyes. Put your hand up if you've got blue eyes. Okay. Now, mix it up. Go around. Find yourself a team. I don't care how big the team is, but you need to have those four things in it. Then we can get started with our quiz. On Palm Sunday, why do we celebrate on Palm Sunday? Jesus entered Jerusalem. If you think that's the answer, put A. Jesus and his friends made palm crosses. That's a good thing. If you think that's the answer, put B. Jesus and his friends climbed palm trees. Put C. Jesus left Jerusalem. Talk about it in your group. Work out the answer. Write it on your piece of paper next to one. On with the next question. What animal was Jesus riding? A, a donkey. B, a horse. C, an elephant. D, a camel. E, none, he walked. Work it out. Don't call out the answers, whether they're right or wrong. Don't call them out. Okay, on with the next question. How did the people welcome Jesus? They waved palm branches, called Hosanna, laid leaves and cloaks on the ground, all of the above or none of the above? Next question. In the Bible, oh, here's a hard one. We haven't had the Bible reading yet. What names are given to Jesus in the account of Palm Sunday? King, Son of David, Prophet, all of the above, or none of the above? You have to cast your mind back to what was said in previous Palm Sundays that you've been to, because I think a few of you will have been to a Palm Sunday before. Okay, on with the next question. What does Hosanna mean? Praise to God. Save us. Welcome. Let's party. Two of these and specify which ones. Whoa. Let's go on. What did Jesus say would cry out praise to God if the people were made to be quiet? Stones, birds, palm trees, or wild animals? Oh, there's a Bible story in Luke chapter 19 if you need to do a quick check. Next one, Andy. What was the festival that Jesus and his friends were going to? Festival of Tabernacles, Passover, Christmas, birthday party, or a wedding? What were they going to? Where did Jesus and his friends go to celebrate the festival? An Italian restaurant. The Romans were in occupation, you know. Peter's house. An upper room. A cellar in the palace. Where do you think they were going? Next question. Jesus shared a meal with his friends and spoke to them about remembering him through thick and thin, through people and places, through stories and miracles, through bread and wine. And question 10, this is a hard one. This you need to get your thinking caps on, so get them out and put them on. They're probably in your goodie bag. How would you prepare to welcome Wills, Kate and the children, this is Windsor we're talking, if they were coming to your place for a meal? Okay, this is like Prince William, right? You got it? Tidy up and make things nice. Hide and pretend not to be at home. Smile and hope their kids are well behaved and don't trash the place. D, nothing. Just let them take me as I am. And E, somehow else, please specify. What would you do? How would you welcome them? How would you welcome royalty? Whoa. I'll give you a hint. There's no correct answer for number 10. But I want to hear your creative thoughts. Okay, are we ready for some answers?
Yeah.
Okay, Andrew, answer number 1, the grand reveal. What do we celebrate on Palm Sunday when Jesus entered Jerusalem? Hands up if you got it right. Jesus entered Jerusalem. Okay, good. Hands down onto the next question. What animal was Jesus riding? It would have been cool if he was riding an elephant, I reckon, but he wasn't. He was riding a donkey. Okay, we got that one right? Okay, on to the next one. How did the people welcome Jesus? Waved palm branches, called Hosanna, laid cloaks on the ground, all of the above. They did all of the above. What names were given to Jesus in the account of Palm Sunday? Well, if you read in Luke, you will see he was called the King. He was called the Son of David. He was called a prophet. So D is the correct answer there. On with the next one. Hosanna. Praise to God. We were just singing ho, ho, Hosanna. And it also means save us. Come and save us. They thought that Jesus was going to save them from the Romans. But did anyone have some other good suggestions?
Yeah, well,
Welcome and let's party. I like that man. Okay. Next one. Jesus said that the stones would cry out if the people were quiet. But the stones didn't need to cry out because all the people were yelling, Hosanna! Welcome! Let's party! No, that's not what they were saying. Okay, next one. Jesus and his friends were going to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover. You probably all got that one, right? You knew it wasn't Christmas. Jesus and his friends went to an upper room to celebrate the festival. Jesus shared a meal with his friends and spoke to them about remembering him through bread and wine. And that's what we remember here at the holy table when we take communion, to remember Jesus with the bread and the wine. And the number 10, what did your group decide? How would you welcome Prince William and Kate and their kids if they came to your place? What would this group do? Take you as you are. Good-o. What about...
I'd like to tidy up first.
You'd like to tidy up. Okay. What would this group do? B, I think they said. How about a group at the back? What would you do, Indy? What would your group do? A, tidy up and make things nice. What would you do up the back? You'd tidy up. There's going to be a lot of tidy houses around. You'd tidy up. Tidy up. You'd hide the kids' toys. You have the kids' toys out. That's a really nice idea. You'd go with C, smile and hope the kids are well behaved. Hello, nice to see you. Oh, goodness. Okay.
When Jesus and his disciples had reached the outskirts of Jerusalem, he stopped at the Mountain of Olives and sent two disciples to a small village. He said, Go into the village, and when you get there, you'll see a donkey tied up with a young colt. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone approaches you, just say, The Lord needs them, and they will let you have them. This was to happen to fulfill the words of a prophet. Tell the daughter of Zion, Look, your king is coming to you, humble and riding on a donkey. So, the two disciples went, and it all happened exactly as Jesus had said. They brought the donkey and the colt, and then Jesus sat on the donkey. As they neared Jerusalem, a very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut palm branches off the trees and also spread them on the road. The crowds followed Jesus and shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest. When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, saying, This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee.
We talked a little bit about welcoming royalty into our houses, but what sort of a person was Jesus that people were welcoming him like that? They called him a king. They waved a palm branch. Here we go, I'll do that. If you've got one, wave it. And you can welcome Jesus and wave your palm branch. Hooray for Jesus! Praise God! But how do we welcome Jesus? Don't poke it up anyone's nose, that's all. Okay, put your branches down now. No one will get hurt much. So, but how do we welcome Jesus? We can see Jesus in other people around us. Sometimes I might see Jesus in you people. People who I know, people who I don't know, people with the same colour eyes as me, people with different coloured eyes as me, people who are old, people who are young, people who are tall, like Steve, or short, like Indy. You short? Not very short. Shorter than me. Okay. You've got high-heeled shoes on too. But when we go out of the door of the church, do we still welcome Jesus? How can you welcome Jesus when you walk out of the church? What could you do? Could you maybe smile at people and say hi? maybe if someone doesn't have food, we can share that food with them, like we share it here at HTK on a Tuesday morning for people who don't have enough food and who are hungry. We have a breakfast. That's welcoming Jesus. It's not saying Hosanna and waving palm branches. But it's, whoops, better stop that. My microphone keeps falling off. I'll get into trouble. So, we welcome Jesus through helping other people. Jesus talks to his friends in the Bible about the sort of people that we can help, that we can welcome him. And he said, if you give people who don't have any clothes, you're helping me. If you feed people who don't have enough food, you're feeding me. If you're visiting someone who's sick or in prison, you're visiting me. That sounds a bit odd, doesn't it? Because that's not them, it's not Jesus at all, it's another person. But Jesus said that that is welcoming him. So, in your goodie bag, well, you need to get one. You can have mine. In your goodie bag, there is a leaf. It's not a palm leaf, and it's not even a real leaf off a tree. It's a leaf. Yours looks like it's been chewed by a caterpillar. I'll just hold it up. This one looks like it's been a bit chewed by a caterpillar. Thanks, Deb. Anyone else not got a goodie bag? So on your leaf, and you've got a pen in there as well, on your leaf, I want you to write, not that leaf, Harriet, the leaf that's made of paper. The leaf that's made of paper, Phyllis, not the fabric one. Okay, and using your pen, I want you to write on it how you, this week that's about to start, no, not that, it's a leaf, how you could welcome Jesus this week. Huh. When you've thought of a way, and when you come forward for communion later on, I've got a basket down here. It's empty. Put your leaves in the basket to offer them to Jesus as to how you are going to welcome Jesus this week. Just one thing. It doesn't have to be an essay. It doesn't have to be 200 words. In fact, they won't fit. If you don't want to put your leaf in the basket, that's okay too. But write on the leaf and put it in your pocket and take it home to remind you how to welcome Jesus. Have now a time of confession. Knowing the goodness of God and our failure to respond with love and obedience, let us confess our sins. Let's say together, O God, you have searched us out and known us, and all that we are is open to you. We confess that we have sinned. We have used our power to dominate and our weakness to manipulate. We have evaded responsibility and weakness. We renounce evil. We claim your love, and we choose to be made whole. Amen.
God is slow to anger and full of compassion, forgiving all who humbly repent and trust in his Son as Saviour and Lord. God therefore forgives you in Christ Jesus, in whom there is no condemnation. Amen.
During the peace greeting, which is about to come, there is a piece of felt in your goodie bag. I've got here a felt board at the front attached to the lectern, and I'm going to put on it a donkey. Cunningly handcrafted. And on the donkey, I'm going to put Jesus. There you go. Now, some of you have got people, some of you have got birds, some of you have got palm leaves, some of you have got cats and dogs, some of you have got, I don't know what else, but there's a whole heap of stuff. People? No, it's a person. It's a person in a distance. Okay, and this is supposed to be the walls of Jerusalem, and that's the gate. That's where they're headed. It's not really a, I don't know what it is. It's a gate. It's a gate. I don't know what you think it looks like. My artistic talent is incredibly great. So as we have the peace greeting, make sure you come past. So by the end of the peace greeting, this picture is going to look amazing. The Lord be with you. We are the body of Christ. The peace of the Lord be always with you. So get up, share the peace, and don't forget your felt figure. Wow, that's really great. You've done nice work. Where's that one go? Whoa. You've made a picture. Oh, here's a palm leaf. You're finding them everywhere. Whew. Okay, let's stand and we'll share an affirmation of faith. You read the words in yellow. God rules. He rules from his throne. He looms majestic. He towers in splendor. Great and terrible is your beauty. Strong King, lover of justice. You set down foundations of stone. Let us honour God, our God. People of ages past prayed to him. They spoke and he spoke and they did what he said. God, our God, answered them. So lift high God, our God. Now we'll enter a time of prayer. If you have been given some prayers to read, please come forward now.
Let's pray. Jesus, our servant King, we praise you for coming in love to our world. We pray that we may recognise your presence amongst us and spread your message of peace and salvation. Jesus, our servant King, we praise you for your presence in our community. We pray that you will equip us to be a service to those who live in our neighbourhoods. Help us to be shining lights and wonderful examples of your love.
Jesus, our servant King, we praise you that you may bring us together as a family here at HTK. We pray that you will enable us with your love, care, and compassion in all we do. Bless us whenever we gather together in worship of you, and then when we go out into the world.
Jesus, our servant King, we praise you that you left us an example of how to care for others. Help us to see you when we see the hungry, the lonely, the homeless, the sad. Empower us to act with compassion. Help us to know how to help and to act in practical ways.
Jesus, our super King, we praise you for coming as our King, for coming as our God, for dying that will make him life. When life gets tough, help us to take comfort from the hope we have in you. All praise and glory be to you. Amen. And as the servant you taught us, we pray.
Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the fire of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory of God.
Hosanna, Hosanna in the heart.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have these gifts to share. Accept and use our offerings for your glory and for the service of your kingdom. Amen. So the Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. On the night before he died, Jesus gathered with his friends to share a meal and wash their feet, teaching one last lesson of love. He took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them and said, take this and eat it. This is my body. Then he took a cup of wine and blessed it. He gave it to them and said, take this and drink it. This is my blood, sealing God's promise to forgive your sins. Whenever you do this, do it in memory of me. As we share these holy gifts, we remember the Lord Jesus for the love he taught us, the sacrifice he made for us, and the hope he gives us. Fill us with energy and courage and love, and send us as your messengers to the world. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God, be known to us, Lord Jesus, in the breaking of the bread. Amen. Gary and Tony are going to be our prayer ministers this morning. If you have a prayer need, they'll pray for you in our prayer corner here.
Helpless babe, entered our world, your glory veiled, not to be served, but to serve, and give your life that we might live. This is our God, servant King. He calls us now to follow him, to bring our lives as a daily offering of worship to the servant King. There in the garden of tears, my heavy load he chose to bear. His heart with sorrow was torn, yet not my will but yours he said. This is our God, the servant King. He calls us now to follow him, to bring our lives as a daily offering of worship to the servant.
Surrender. This
God of all creation, we give you thanks and praise that you meet us and bring us home. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life, and we who drink his cup bring life to others. Amen. So let's stand then for the grace. And let's open our arms to receive from the Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
Normally, when you come on Palm Sunday, you process in waving your banners, waving your palms. Thank you, Harriet. But today, I want to send you on your way welcoming the King. So remember the things you've written on your leaves about how you're going to welcome the King this week, and as we wave our palm branches and process out, think about you welcoming Jesus the King this week as we sing Make Way. So nice big parade. We're not dancing today. Special request. Clenda's very happy. But Steve, if you want to dance your way out, welcoming the King, go for your life.
Make way for Christ the King in splendor.